Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market, any way you look at it, has been dealt with quite sternly by sellers in the early part of trade on Friday. We were the beneficiaries of what was a fairly benign to positive session as far as the Northern Hemisphere markets were concerned overnight. Bearing in mind, of course, that US markets were closed for the Thanksgiving holiday, but European markets drifted higher in a pretty uneventful manner. The French and German markets were up in the order of 0.25% to 0.5%. The FTSE was up by about 0.33%. So sellers have become a little more lively as we move towards the early part of the afternoon, mainly because Dow futures and S&P 500 futures, for that matter, are down by about 0.5% in after hours trade. It must be said that that would be rather thin trading conditions. And to have our market down by about 0.8% as we move into the afternoon session, that's, as I say, dealing with things quite sternly. But in terms of what's driving the market lower, it is largely the big cap names in the respective sectors that are weighing most heavily. So in the energy space, having seen a good couple of sessions earlier in the week, the energy index is flat on the week but down 1.5% today, and Santos, Woodside and Oil Search are all down by about 1%. In the healthcare space, CSL is down by about 0.5%. Materials stocks have done quite well overall this week. The index is up by around 2.5% in weekly terms, but today you're seeing a little bit of a moderation after the gains earlier in the week. BHP is down by about 1%, but Fortescue Metals shares are up by more than 2% to put them up by about 12% in weekly terms, which is a particularly good outcome. Financials, having looked as though they were consolidating earlier in the week, have given up that idea, and we have seen most of the big lenders move down by a decent margin today. Westpac and Macquarie Group are down by 1.5% in weekly terms. The financials index is down by about 2.3%. So as I said, that prospect of consolidation, which appeared to be closer at hand earlier in the week, has faded quite quickly. So in terms of individual company moves, one of them that stands out is Appen. It's been roughhoused by sellers today. The stock's down by 14% on Friday, and as a result, it's down by 17% in weekly terms. So a significant catalyst there has been a broker downgrade in the last day. AMP shares are down again. So they fell by about 5% yesterday. Today they're down a further 3% today. This morning the group announced $325 million worth of impairments, and that's ahead of their investor day next week, so it seems as though they're getting out in front of that. It's a pretty big week next week for economic news, so you've got GDP figures, current account numbers, company profits, housing finance and building approvals. The GDP figures obviously loom very large there in terms of an ability to move prices. Whether or not that is a reflection of the low volumes today is another question. That's probably got more to do with the holiday overnight, but still you could say that investors might tread warily ahead of those figures out next week. The Aussie dollar is continuing that recent trend that has been a feature for it. It's trading back to around 71.64 US cents.